holding in Reish Nun Gimel, Sif Hey. We are in the middle of the Ramah. It's on the bottom of page 46 in my Mishnah Berurah. Two lines from the bottom of the page. B'chol ha'dvarim she'asur la'aseis midvarim elu. Now the Ramah sort of switches to a new topic to a klal for everything we learned till now. Chol ha'dvarim she'asur la'aseis midvarim elu. All the things that are asur that we've learned from these things that it's asur for a yid to do. Asur lo'imar le'en yehudi la'aseis. You can't tell a guy to do it either. So even though these things are only Issa D'Rabbanan, many of them, but you're not allowed to tell a guy to do Issa D'Rabbanan either, without any heterim or anything like that. Amir Lakum is also to tell a guy to do even Issa D'Rabbanan. Lochein, therefore, Asr Loimer Lein Yehudi, Lohachim Makedeiro Im Nitztanen. Therefore, you're not allowed to tell a guy to warm up a pot if it became cold. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to say, number one, even if he's not going to put it on the fire or on the oven, and there's no Yitzurim of Chazara, but there could be an Yitzur Bishel problem, because if it's Nitztanein, so is Yesh Bishel Achar Bishel. Bim Asa Kain, now if you do tell the guy to do this, Asa Laichle Afilu Tzainen. So it's Asa to eat, even after it cools down, meaning, you're not being nene anymore from what the guy did. However, since you told the guy to do a malacha, whether derais or derabonon, on Shabbos, Chazal asked you to then eat that food. Omnon, im loin itstanin kol kach, shadayin ruyim lechol. However, if the food, before you told the guy to do anything, was not so cold, it was still edible as is. So then, if the guy heated it up, it's mutar to eat. And we'll see what the Mishnah Berurah says. And the reason is because since you weren't really nana fully from the guy's action, because it was really edible before the guy did anything, so therefore it's not as serious. Now, shaking the first thing, it was in Nitztanin, it was so cold, it really wasn't edible, so then you told the guy to do something, so that is problematic. Lochein, therefore, let's do the Mishnah Berurah up to here. On the bottom, Lamed Beis, Tzadi Dalet. Lochol Advarim, Hainu, Afilu Dvarim She'im Behem Rak Issa D'Rabbanan. That's why the Ramah said, Kol Advarim, everything, even things that are only Issa D'Rabbanan, because, again, Amir Lakim is Osir, even Issa D'Rabbanan, like the Shartzian speaks out. Okay, Lohachim Makadeira. Afilu, as we said, im lo yitna agabe ha'esh, he's not going to put it actually on the fire, oyakira mamish, or actually on the oven. The shuv aim bozeh mishum iser chazara, and there's no iser chazara. Apal pike nasr mishum iser bishul. Kevin shin istan legamri. Kemosh kasav and simin shin yuches, if dalet, visif tezba, bahaga ayin sham. That we said over there, it's really a machloikis. However, he's going with the psak that there's yesh bishol achar bishol. If it's at least, if for sure, if it's nistan and legamri. Umikom akoyim kasu amagan avram b'shar achrayim dibidiyevet yesh lahater atavshol ba'ifin zesh lehemidu ala ish mamish ki ala tanur. So he says like this. He says the magan avram says that let's break this down here. If he did an iser of real chazara, so that's iser d'rabbanan. There's no way out of that. But let's say he didn't put it on the eish mamish. He only put it on the tanur, which we said before, on the top of the tanur, we said really, the maril says you have to put something else there, but it's not so pasha that it's chazara, because it's not straight on the fire. Now, so what's left? Bishul. But one second. There are shitas that hold ein bishul achar bishul. Right, even if it's in Stanin, Legamri, we have a hachra that the Ramah says that really we hold Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. I'm sorry, Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. But if it's in Stanin, Legamri, we're going to go with the Shita Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. But that's the machlaikis. So therefore, says the Magen Avraham, may achar the Yesh Paiskim Shematirin Afilu Yisrael Asayis L'Chatchila K'may Shekosav Shal Mesiv Tezvaz Ba'aga, because some say even a Gid could do that. Why? Because ein bishul achar bishul. Finished. There's Rishayim hold ein bishul achar bishul. And it's not a chazara problem because we didn't do chazara. So if a Jew could do a lechatchila according to some paiskim, even as like he said, we go with the Rama over there who says no, nitzdan and legamri is a problem. But to say b'diyeved, if the guy did it, the tapshul should be usher, since it's not even so pashut, therefore the Magen Avraham says that'll be okay. Okay, now it says you can't eat it even soinen, afilu soinen. After lo nena mi meleches en yehudi. So 1 second. The guy heated it up, but I'm eating it cold now. So what he did is gone. So I'm not getting any hana from his malacha. Mikol makom kansu sheyamdim ad l'erev b'chidei sheyasu hayol v'nasa malacha yedei tzivuya. Now, there's one thing about being nana from a malachas akum. But here there's a different knas. L'maisa, he did something, a malacha, because you told him to do it. So there, the Rama is saying, we're giving you a knas, even if there's, at the moment, if you're going to consume it, there's no hana, because it already got cold, but the fact that you told the guy to do an iser, there's a knas. Bim asa ein yehudi kein me'atzmo. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is if the guy did it on his own. You didn't command him to do it. He did it bishvil Yisrael, but he did it for the yid. He saw the food was cold. He said, you know what, let me do him a favor. And he did the iser, and he heated it up. So now it's back being cold. Shari lechol tzaynen, kevin sheinena mimalachte klal, v'loy hayaraitze bekach. Im kein, so I didn't ask him to do it. I didn't want him to do it. And I'm not being nana because it's cold. Im kein lav kol kamina les ha'Yisrael. For that, the guy doesn't have a kayach to do something that will make it usher for the yid to eat. Miu im Yisrael re'eyu tzarech limchaz biyadei. But avada, if the guy, if the Yisrael sees him doing it, he has to be meicha and he has to protest and say, don't do it, because if not, that's kilo, he's agreeing to what the guy is doing. Okay, but we said if it wasn't so cold, shadayin rim lechol, and then you told the guy to heat it up. So then, v'lachein apagav shenena me achamim shari b'diavad kevin shayochol lechol b'lay achamim. So even though it's true, you're being nana from it being heated up. However, it wasn't so cold, and you could have eaten it without this heating. So therefore, b'diyeved, said the Rama, is mutter if it was edible.
What is this being done by heating?
Bishul.
What if it's not bishul? It takes a while to be bishul.
Why? Once it gets ta'at, yeah, it's let this, but it's bishul already.
So what if it's...
Again, this is a cooked thing. This bishul akar bishul.
Right, so what if it doesn't get yatzalad, is it just...
No, it has to be... Here it means yatzalad. It has to get yatzalad. If not, you're right. If it's not yatzalad, no bishul. V'afilu hemidu ha'ini Yehudi al gabe ho'ish mamish b'tzivuyov, afal pikein ein lesser hatavshil b'dievet. So this is interesting. He's saying even if the guy put it on the ish mamish, right? So he did chazara for you. But again, since you're not being nene so much from his malacha, because it was still warm before it started. So it's not just the bishul, right? There's chazara here as well. Still, b'diavad will be okay because you're not being really nana from what he did, or nana so much, I should say, from what he did. Okay, mutarim lechol. Mutarim lechol. V'afilu chima mein yehudi tavshul uvaser biyachad. Says what happens if it was a tavshil that had basar in it? Two things. The tavshil itself, the gravy or whatever, the stew part of it got so cold, it's not edible. But the meat is edible cold, right? So he put them both on. So now when it's going to come off, right? So the meat you could take out and eat, because that was edible cold anyway. So once what the guy did, you're not being so nana. So you could even split this food into two if you're able to, and say the soup part of it, the gravy, the stew part of it, that taco wasn't edible. And if the guy told the guy to do it, so then it's a problem, right? Or if he did it by himself, if I mean nana, whatever the issue is, mashenken, the meat part of it, so that is not a problem. You could split the food into two.
So What do you do? Take off the gravy?
I guess so, yeah. You have to wipe it off. What? You take out the meat. Take out the meat from the gravy and hide there's a little gravy on it. You could wipe it off. Some part, right? You just dry it. You could dry it with or rinse it off. I don't know. That's what it is. You know what I mean? Okay. So now, continues the Rama. Lochein, noyagim, shein yehudim moitzien akaderes minatanurim. So Rama on top continues and says, because of this, where they're noyag, that the goyim take the kaderes minatanurim, shematminim behem, from the big ovens that they were keeping the food warm, umayshiv, and I say, etzel taner beis hachayrif. And then they go take it to the Taner Beis HaChayrev, which was the furnace of the olden days. It was the oven that heated up the house. Oy Olav. And they put it either next to it or on top of it. Now, this furnace was still not heated. It wasn't lit yet. The fire wasn't lit yet. Umaveres HaShivcha Achar Kach HaTanur Ahi. Then the Shivcha is going to go and turn on the heat by lighting the stove. And now the pot happened to be sitting on the furnace, and now the furnace gets lit, and memela the pot gets hot, and there's no problem, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Aval al yidei Yisrael aser b'chi agavna. But for a yid to take it out of the original oven, put it on the furnace oven, and then the guy comes and lights the furnace oven, that he can't do. But you could have a guy do that. Aval imakderes adayin chamin. That's only if they're cold. But if the pots are still hot, mutar lahamidem etzel taner beis hachayrif. So you're allowed to put them next to the taner beis hachayrif. Why? Meyachash inizbar de tanurim shalon yesh lehem din kira. Because our tanurim have a din like a kira. Usmicha bekira sheina grufa ketuma kedin grufa ketuma linya nesina aleha. And putting next to a kira is okay. It's just like putting on a group of ketumah. So therefore, as long as there's no bishul problem, because the pots are still hot, so you could put it next to the furnace oven. The problem here was the pots were cold, and they're getting the original oven that you were keeping it warm in wasn't working so well. So you needed to heat it up back again. So that, they put it on the ovens, on the furnace oven, to heat it up, so that would be a problem with a Jew. Now, he's saying, that's something else. Let's stop over here. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkat and Sadi test in the Mishnah Berurah. Lachay Nagin. Adal Ilkai. It's going back on before. Upirushai. Tekeman Sha'asu Laimer Lein Yehudi. Lahachim, since you're not allowed to tell a guy to heat up the food, again, you see again in the Rama what they were grappling with. They weren't having good hot food Shabbos morning, and they needed eitzes. And every Rama so far in Reish Nun Gimel, they had to find eitzes how to get the food hot. So the guy takes the tavshel that was niskarer legamri al hatanur, and he puts it on the oven koydem shozak before the oven is lit. Shazleka shum iser. What iser is there on putting a pot on an unlit oven? Came and changed shum eish betanur. There's no fire there. Umashemazik achar kach es hatanur. The shivcha is going to come and light the oven to heat up the house. Iker kavanasi ena lechamim beis hachayrif tishari. That's to heat up the house. That's a furnace. And that's mutter. Why is it mutter? In parentheses, da'kol chaylem heimetzel tzina, v'chumayshe chasa b'soyv simen reish ayin vav. In reish ayin vav, it says that there's a klal, ha'kol chaylem heimetzel tzina, everyone's considered a chayla when it comes to cold. So since everyone's a chayla, so you're allowed to have a guy light a fire for chaylim. And everyone's a chayla when it comes to cold. So the olden days, where they didn't have piped in automatic heat, so memela, with the oven, the furnace stayed lit Friday night, it came Shabbos, and it was pretty cold in the winters, right? So memela, what they do, they had the shivcha come, almost like we did COVID in the tents, some people, COVID in the tents, right? Shabbos morning, they came and they lit the things up. I call chaylim eitzel COVID, eitzel sina, right? It was both. It was two types of chaylim going on, right? So that's what they did. This was a thing. So this was happening beheter, that the furnace was being turned on. Your side benefit was, I could go put my pot on that cold oven, and when the guy comes, he's going to light it. And his kavan is for that. But loy lechamim is a tavshel. V'afta v'psik reisha legabi a tavshel. Shin is chamim emeilo. Ay, it's a psik reisha. Mikomokam amir lein yehudi davi shvus. Deles be'maisa. So amir la'akum is a shvus that doesn't have an action. Right? Because that's a talking. Me telling the guy to do something. The Isur Derabbanan is to me to tell him to do something. So Amir La'akum is a Shvus She'aim by Maisa. So the fact that it's aim by Maisa makes it more kuladik. So the Gabe Amir La'akum Shvus Delas by Maisa Loi Machmerina in Kulehai. We're not so Machmer. Bishari Afib Sikresha and Memelo Bimutter even by a psik reisha. So therefore, we could tell the guy, or the guy could do it himself, put it on there. When it's going to be lit, it's going to be a psik reisha, that my food's going to heat up. That's not my problem when the guy is involved. Bida, the kol ze ba'aybluch shebetaner beisa chayrif shalanu, shein derech levashel b'chol milmayla gabi ataner. So one thing we have to say, says the Mishnah Berurah, this is talking about the this type of oven that was only for heat. It was no cooking. You didn't cook on it during the week. So then you could say that even though there are pots up there, that's not his kavana. His kavana is to heat the house. English kechen, this is the English furnaces and ovens, whatever, what the difference was, I have no idea. It was a multi-purpose oven. On one hand, it heated up the house, but on top of it, you were able to cook. So, milmaila, iser gomer yesh bazel lehamed hamaychol lechamim al yedei an yehudi afilu kaidem hazaka. So now, says the Mishnah Berurah, in such a thing, since the derech is to cook up there during the week, so you cannot tell a guy to put the food there even before it's lit, devadei kavanos ein yehudi ba'hesek achar kach gam bishvil bishel hakaderes. Because the normal way when you heated up that oven was kavana for both. It's a hot oven for heat and for cooking. So memela, you can't say that it's a ena mechavin man a psik reisha and that's okay. No, he's kavanas for that. Sefer Tuv Tamdas me'agayin v'shleim ekluger v'simen kovayne v'chein kasev v'shumas be'shleima simen nune v'chein kasev v'shul shalameshiv simen gimel shechalil lasis kein v'ayim bir alocha. Which is very interesting. Why, like the Mishnah Berurah here, like in that, usually he brings makaris to the shartzian, and over here, right here in the brackets, he brings one after the next, Shleim Kluger, Beit Shleimai, and the Shalameshiv. So Vaistachais, I would surmise that he was coming Lafuke, something that was going on. That this was, people were taking this heter and he was using it in these types of ovens, which were multi-purpose. And maybe and again, like he said, the first time he said the Aibluch Shabbatana Besakharif Shalonu. There were different places had different types of ovens. Not all ovens are created equal, and that's what he was coming to with a starkeit here to prove that. Okay, aser b'chei gabna, but for a yid to do this, that's aser, right? So leimer lahashiv akderes etzel tana beisacharv oyalav afilu kaida mahesek. That's aser. Why? It's a beferish gemara. The habalei ke'echad noisen akdeira ve'echad aish. The halacha is, one person puts a pot on the oven, the next guy comes and puts the fire on Shabbos. The Arisha in Pater Abel Aser. The first one didn't do any cooking, but Lemaisa, it's a Durabadan to do, it's Pater Abel Aser. So therefore, for a yid to go put it on the oven here, that's Aser. Mashengim Amir Lein Yehudi, Dishari, Mashengim by a guy, that's Mutter. The Hikr Kavanas and Lechamim Habayis Dishari. Like we said, because his Hikr Kavanas, Lechamim Habayis, which is Mutter. Umezen near a heter. So says the Mishabra, I have another heter here. Shim Nosane in Yudi Mayim Lesoich Hakadera Hakavua Betaner. Vinishamu. Shem Mutter Hayisrael Lehonis Mehem Ladiach Behem Kalim. If the guy put water into the Kadera Hakavua Betaner, in the ovens, there was like a pot that was I don't know if kavua means that it was a detached pot that was there, or it was actually like some type of attached thing, and for all I know that this was part of the way things heated up with the steam. I don't know exactly what the kavana was, but there was this thing there, and the guy would put water in there. So then it's mutter for the Yisrael to get hana from that water, let's say, to wash dishes. Well, you can even tell him to put water in it. When it comes to the pot, we're saying the guy really is doing it to heat up the pot, right? Why did he put it on top of the oven? Because he knows that later on the shifka is going to come and light the oven and it's going to get warm. And we're allowing that to happen because when the shifka heats it up, it's only a psik reisha. Bafilu hachi shari. It was put there so that whatever pot was in there, again, I'm not sure why the pot was in there for, whatever the kviyas was, but you needed water in there so it shouldn't crack. So the reason he had the water in there is not because he wanted hot water, but it's even a separate kavana, just that when they heat up the oven, it shouldn't crack. So therefore, now the yid wants to be nene from it after the shivcha came and heated up the oven, turned on the furnace. There's for sure no problem of being nene from that water. The efsher da filu nosen yudi amayim achar shusik shari gam kemi tamze. Could be, says, that even if the guy put the water on after the oven was lit, his kavana was still not for bishul. His kavana was shleivak akadera. There's a psik resha of bishul. Okay, but that's not his kavana. That's enough that the Jew could even use the water. To tell the guy to do it after it was lit, that the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't want to do it. Because lemaisa could be that right now you're telling him to do, I don't know why, what's the difference? It's only psik resha, kuf zayin, I'm not sure. Alva Yisrael aser liten amayim l'say chakadera. But again, the yid can't put the water in, afilu kaitem sheisik en yehudi, because by yid you have a problem of psik resha of the water being heated up. V'had matirim l'adiach kelem amayim shenos en ilu dakdera. Okay, so going on a tangent here. Once I told you you can use this water, what are you using it for? You're using it to wash dishes. You should know that if you're using hot water to wash dishes, it only works if they are not dirty with shuman, with fat. You're going to pour boiling water on the congealed fat. We had this before also, that it starts melting and it's nilat. Now this is even worse, because this you're pouring directly on. Before we talked about if you put it there and it warms up. Right here, your mom is pouring on it. He says what you could do is, you just drop the plate into the hot water, then, and not pour on it. That's mutter, because I'm not really doing anything. I'm just dropping it in. And now the hot water, is going to be macha the shuman. Mashenkin, if I pour straight on it, I'm doing a maisa directly on it.
It's on the fire.
No, it had to be talking about you got it, you took it off the fire, the water off the fire. And in whatever you took the water out of.
You know, if you took the water off in something differently.
Right, I guess it has to be that. Yeah. Yeah, 100%. You can't put it in the kedera that's in the oven. Right, 100%. Okay, adayin chamin. We said if the kederas are still hot, afilu eina yatzeledis b'hem, even if they're not yatzeledis, again, because bishul is not a problem here, because as long as they're not nitzdan in the gamri, right? And we're just being matyu to do chazara here. Mutter lahamida and afilu Yisrael afilu achar shehusuk, to put it next to the oven is not a problem, because smicha is mutter as long as there's no bishul, and as long as it's still warm, there's no bishul. Eitzel taner beis achayref, aval Allah v'kol shekein b'soicha aser, to put on top and kol shekein in is aser, kevin shein agar v'katum. V'afilu koidem asik, aser liten alav, mishum shemi chat achar kach. And you're not allowed to put it even before it's lit, because the chashash of Shema yichata achar kach v'gecholim laharbis chaymai shakaderis shalamayla yir nirsachim v'oilim noegin hatter litin alav kaderis chamim kaidim hasik. He says the oilim is noeg hatter to put kaderis of chamim. Again, in their first case, we're talking about coal things. cold things for a Jew to put them on the oven, you're going to have a bishul problem. Here we're talking about they're not cold. There's no bishul. But there's a chazara problem. So therefore, that's why he said, even before hisik ha-taner, you can't put it on either. Because once the taner is going to get lit, there's going to be a shami yachata. Which is an interesting thing. You see here that when it comes to Shia and Chazara, this is the Rajba like this, there's a Chazanish, they're very busy, what's together, Shia and Chazara, but you see from here that, or at least it's possible to see from here, that it's not always about the action, it's about the matzah. When I put the pot here on the Tana Beis HaChayrev, there was no Shami Chata going on. There's nothing going on over here, right? Elamai later, it's going to be lit, and now there's coals, and I have a pot that I put there without Grubu Ketuma, so there's a matzav here of Chazara or Shia, whatever you want to call it, and that's a problem, right? That's what he's sort of saying. V'olam noegim heter, but he says, the olam has noeg heter, litin lav kederes chamim kaitem esek. The olam is noeg heter, v'yesh lahem amashi yismaychu, u'kamayshu kasavti le'el ba'ois pei aleph. They have on what to rely. Why? Because we said before that since, this was all the way in Pei Aleph, we said that since the Akira has a hole, right? Okay, the Taner, we said, is a flat surface. So one that we said over there, that one Shita said, well, as long as you, it's like a Kedera Reikonis, it's upside down, right? So as long as you put it on the surface, we said, no, the Maril says you have to put another black up there, another daf. But it's not so Pashit, so therefore he's saying, now here it's even better because you're putting it on Kaidem Hesek. So could be it's putter to do this even afterwards. So Kalsha came before. Aval Acher Hesek lo yinakach rach tzarech liten eze daf ayetz nachas akdera lekeiro kanal b'shem maril. That's what we said before. So after Hesek, that he says, I don't want to let you put it on top of the tanur. The maril says you got to put another daf on top of it. But before Hesek, which anyways is not so simple that you're doing anything, even though I said before that there might be shem yichata later, so therefore he says you shouldn't do it. Kedin grufa ktuma writes lam chayech the hasa mutal achs avila b'shabes halchanami mutal lisa mekir b'tanurim shalanu avkashen agar. Fine. Now before we finish, and we'll probably finish today, there's a very important biyar halach over here, and that is till now we're talking about that you're not allowed to tell a guy to do chazara or bishul, whatever it is, right? But we do have a concept that a shvus to shvus, meaning telling a guy to do an Issa D'Rabbanan, L'tzayrech mitzvah, L'tzayrech oinek Shabbos, if you don't have half food for Shabbos. That is mutter, okay? So now, am I allowed to tell a guy to do chazara if I don't have any hot food for Shabbos? No food at all, I'm somewhere, and the chalent is cold, right? So he told me, he's not allowed to do chazara, it's a mir lakum. But what about shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah? Is that mutter or not? Or maybe chazara is just so serious that chazal answered it. We saw that bishul b'shaigeg might be mutter, we said. But chazara b'shaigeg, right, by yid is asur. Chazara is more chamer. So the bir halacha over here, he starts at the, it's at the bottom of really the Amud Beis before. L'hachem hakedera, we said you can't tell a guy to do it. So he says, Afilu davar yavesh and isbashal mikvar min itstanin legamri. It's yavesh, right? Cooked. So who cares itstanin? Afdein b'shem mishum chashash bishol. And the stone bishol, k'may shakas b'shin yiches, afilu achi asur l'chamei b'taner afilu ha'idein yehudi, still you can't do it. It's a problem of chazara. Dafti tanurim shalona him kikira, halagama kikira asur chazara, k'shena grufa, v'afilu k'shu cham asur, l'dasa magan avram, right? That was the Magen Avram that it's called when if it's Nitzanin, it's called Nesina Lechatchila. But even if it's not Nesina Lechatchila, it's still Chazara. It's a problem. Vafilu Diavet Aser Gam Bazeh Kshulcham Adayin Kshetzayinim Matir Bazeh Prima Godim. Fine. Now, Uvesiv Katan Lamaches Kasav. The cave and the Kaimel on the Shvus Letzarech Shabbos Shari Lechatchila. Now comes on a new thing. The Prima Gadim says, one second, if it's a Tzarech Shabbos, and Amir La'akam to do a Drabbanan, he says is mutter. Uvidavar Yavish, ein bayrak shvus the Chazara. So if you have a dry thing, even if it's cold, the worse it is Chazara. So after the Hamekel Bazeh Ayyadei Nehudi, ein gairim bay. So he's still not sure about it. Chazara might be worse than other Isurim d'Rabbanan. You see, Chazal were more machmer, but the Prima Gadim says that if it's a Davar Yavesh and it's a Tzarech Shabbos, ain't garim boy. Vayin l'kamam b'simen sh'niches b'sayfei, mashakal sh'aritu b'shem arit l'hokil, b'davar Yavesh, shem b'marak, litzanay taich hayetanar ayidein Yehudi, af l'chatchila. So later on, the Sharetshuva brings b'shunem arit, that l'chatchila you can tell a guy to do it, it's a shvus to shvus, b'makam Tzarech Shabbos. But he says here in Reishon and Gimel over here, it's not so simple. So the Bi'alacha comes out and says that L'tzayrich Shabbos, if you need a Dover Yavish, which is only an Isra Midrabanan of Chazara, it would be mutter to tell a guy to do such a thing. Okay. So now, you have something that's cold, right? It's cold and it's liquid. And he says you can heat it up through a guy. If he doesn't put it mamish on the fire, one second. There's Bechlal Paiskim who hold Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. So if I tell a guy to do something, L'tzayrich Shabbos, then if I would do it, we're Chayshish Yesh Bishel Achar Bishel. But who says the guy has to be Chayshish Yesh Bishel Achar Bishel? Or I don't have to be Chayshish when I tell a guy, maybe he's not doing an Isser. So the Birkei Yosef, now he's not, this same Birkei Yosef didn't allow the Chazara. He says it has to be Shaloi Ayidei Ha'esh. But in the Bishul part, he's being Makel because there are some Shitas holes not Bishul, so I could tell a guy to do it. So now he comes along the Bishul Berurah and he says, if it's Tzarech Shabbos, ve'en le'etz acheres, efshu, you could be Seimech Hazeh. Now, so what ends up happening is here, when you put the two halves of the Bi'alacha together, I don't know what they say in Achrayim, I don't remember what they say, but if you now put the Prima Gadim with the Birkei Yosef together, you would even be able to do Chazara, tell a guy to do Chazara, and a Dover Shiesh by Marak, if it's the Tzdan and Lagamri. Because there are Shitas hold, and Bishol Achar Bishol, so the Birkei Yosef says, you could be Saimach on that. And the Mishnah Berurah said on that, Inloy Eitz Acheres. I the Chazara problem. Well, the Prima Gadim said that's only a Shavuos to Shavuos. Also b'makayim, and there he said Yesh Lisbech L'Tzarech Shabbos. He didn't say over there Ein Lo Eitz Acheres. That was more kuladik that he allowed it to be Shabura. So kum to chais, and this could happen that something this taka a person doesn't have food for Shabbos or whatever it is. Now it has to be l'chayra that we're talking about. You can't go to your neighbor and get some food. You know what I mean? Or the time that this comes up more often than that would be in a hotel or a caterer or something like that, where they can't just not have food for people. And thus is Tzarech Shabbos. Now what's called Tzarech Shabbos? What's called Ein Lo Eitz Acheres? Yesh Lodun on all of that. But that's where this would come up. That you would be able to tell a guy, if the thing mamish became cold, to mamish do chazara, and the yesh bishul, or ein bishul, whatever you want to call it, im ein le eitz acheres, there is zikr what to rely on over here. You know, again, you end up putting two kulas together, and the Bi'alach himself didn't end up at the same, he didn't address doing them both at the same time. The first half he talked about a davar yavesh and just doing chazara. The second half he talked about not chazara and bishul achar bishul with lach, and he left it up to unknown if you should be able to put both together. Each one he wasn't so happy about. It'd be shver to say he'd be very happy putting both together. But lemaisa, when you put the achrayim together, there is room to say such a thing. And Bez Hashem will continue next time.